And now it's time for Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas, a local discussion focused on systemic racism, injustice, and hate in our country. Although we may not always agree, the aim of Inside Voices is to confront these truths together by sharing the voices of those facing these struggles and to find a path to making things better. We invite you to listen to this ongoing conversation. And now, here's Kevin.
Greetings, Black men and women, all allies in this struggle, everybody out there tuning in. This is your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas, and you are listening to another episode of Inside Voices right here on WCHL 97.9 The Hill and ChapelBurrow.com. Of course, you know this is the platform dedicated to the struggles, the systemic racism, highlighting things going on in our community, entrepreneurism, and anything we can do to combat racism and any type of inequality and bring attention to causes and issues that need attention. That's what this show has been for. And I want to start right out, and I say, I hate to say it in the past tense, but I want to start out by thanking everyone that has supported this program for the last year and a half. Inside Voices, this is going to be the last episode of Inside Voices for me. Not in any bad, negative way at all. It's been awesome. It's just for, you know, many of y'all that may know me or the stuff that I got going on. I have about 200 different things going on. And all good problems to have. I was just cast in a dramatic miniseries as a male lead, and that's taken a lot of my time currently. And the music is going really well. It's fired back up. And so I got some things going on in LA and in other parts of the world that I got to tend to right now. But I say that to say that moments in time that are captured like this are very rare. That this show was birthed from one of the most, you know, important times in the history of our planet that we'll look back on and say that there was a true stop in our timeline as a society where we stopped and analyzed what was going on racially, economically, where there was discrepancies in inequality in education, and our entire system and way of living, that, you know, the murder of George Floyd, the murder of Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, where, you know, that those cases lit a match that would start so much other conversation that had never been had before in a public forum or in public space, and that a lot of the anger, frustration, things that have never been come to terms with or talked about as us as American citizens, you know, our past, our present, our future, dealing with race and inequality and what's been systemic, you know, as far as racism and, you know, the things that really have been, how can I say this, roadblocks for people to maintain progress and in so many different ways, whether that be business, education, you know, like I said before, but that we created a platform here. And I really want to send, you know, another thank you out to our GM, Aubrey Williams here, and for allowing a brother like me to come on and talk to y'all like this each week about whatever it is that we need to talk about as a community. And so, yeah, this being the last episode for that, I want to go out the way that we came in and just kind of take it in, though, like, why did we need this? You know, I think that people will look and say that of all places, you know, why did Chapel Hill, why did we need a program like this, or why do we need to discuss things, you know, here? And I think that for as progressive as a community we have, there's so many people here that I would consider allies or people that are putting energy in the right places, people and things, to create opportunities for people, that especially those that have worked and deserve it and are out here doing their very best every day, is because in the space of it's not like that anymore, or, well, there's Barack Obama, or, you know, there's a Black president of this, and then there's, you know, it's not like as bad as it used to be. In that space, in that margin, is where the devil hides. That's where the devil in the details hide, right? That it can be, you know, that we can be such a progressive community and a progressive university and still have, you know, the protests that we've had about Silent Sam and the issues around race that we've had, you know, come to light in that situation. The issues around race with, you know, what's going on with Nicole Hannah Jones and her situation and how black students and faculty feel about their presence of representation or lack thereof at the university, right? That can go on, that, you know, we can continually have conversations about what black entrepreneurs need in our town, or that, you know, what business opportunities are available to some and may not be available to others, whether that be in the private or nonprofit sector. We could just continue to talk about these issues because it's the devils in the margins, the things that hide in the midst of it's not like that anymore, that still go on, the things that people still experience when they're trying to get a loan or get a business here or push forth an endeavor, and the invisible factors that sometimes hold them back, right? That we want to be able to circumvent those, or that we want to allow people to continually empower themselves by working with and networking and collaborating with people that are here for the good, for the betterment, to provide resources, opportunity, insight, mentorship, to make this community opening and continually opening and welcoming and living up to the promises of what we promote in the brochure, that the diversity and opportunity extends to everyone in our community. And so when there are issues and there are problems, where do we go to sort them out? Where do we talk about them? Where do we hold each other accountable for what we're doing or not doing? You know, just to have those conversations out loud is what I hoped that this show would do. So I'm not skipping town on like stirring up a bunch of stuff and then being like, well, oh, good luck with y'all fixing it. Nah, I consider myself an ongoing member of this community. And when I'm in LA and in Atlanta and New York, that this will be home for me. And I didn't want to leave home. I don't want my son to grow up here and go to school here and be, oh, that's Kazi's son, and him grow up in this community and environment that is not better for my time being here, right? That it's not that I don't leave, that I can leave this, you know, situationship or the situation, you know, when I say that, I mean just the climate of our community and like what it is to be a citizen here, that whatever we leave behind will be better for him and better for y'all kids as well, as we move forward. So that's really what this program was about. Not hearing me talk so much as letting people that needed to come on here and talk, come on and say what they needed to say about their real life experiences and how we can learn from those and, you know, get some perspective on that. You know, that I didn't really think about it like that moment is one of my favorite moments, right? When you hear somebody else's experience and what's tied to that, and that it may change or shift your perspective. That's what this show was about, to bring something to your attention that you thought was just fine, working just fine. I didn't see a problem with it, but your reality being somewhat different for that of somebody that's a person of color or a minority or a woman or a person whose sexual orientation is different than yours, that there is a platform for people to come and speak on those things. And so that's what we wanted to do. And I feel good about, you know, a lot of the conversations that we have had. And I hope that we continue to have those conversations out here. I know that we will, you know, even with or without myself. But I will continue to be here and to be a part of this community in any way that I can, you know. But, yeah, I love music and I make really good music, and that's going well, and I'm acting and that's going good. And I got some other things going on that are going good. So I just need to go focus on those things, but I care. Right. And so at the same time, I didn't make a dime from it. It was just solely, like I said, for what it was for, to allow this platform and for the people to come on and get their words out to the masses and use this as a place that we could all sit down and unpack some stuff. And so yeah, that's what Inside Voices was here for. And, you know, we're not, you know, and for everyone out there that just maybe caught on to it late or didn't hear all the different conversations that we did have, they are archived on chapelboro.com and under Inside Voices. They are under the archive. And so you can go back and listen to. There's about 3 pages of episodes that are all there archived. And we'll talk about some of the guests and some of the subject matter that we touched on right after this commercial. Let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about some of the great convos that we had on this show, because if you guys go back and listen to some of it, I think you'll be impressed. So, yeah, we'll take a break. You're listening to Inside Voices, your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
And you're listening to Inside Voices. This is your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas. You're listening on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. Welcome back. Yeah, we're so on the last episode, y'all, of Inside Voices. Yeah, and I, man, it's bittersweet because we've talked to so many amazing people on the show about such a wide array of things that I just want to kind of take the time to say thank you to any and all the guests that we've had on this show. And at the same time, say thank you to y'all for listening. And, you know, we didn't just get up here and talk. We talked about some real stuff. You know, when the very first episode, we had Desana Hanu on, Chris Massenburg, if you're familiar. You know, Desan is a poet. He plays a big role at Carolina Performing Arts as well. And he's someone that I think that you will continue to hear on this station and platform in the future. And so me and Desan were able to talk about Black Lives Matter and why, you know, and I think that's one of the episodes. That was the very first episode that we were able to just talk about our reality openly and freely, right? Is what we experience as Black men, just getting pulled over, you know, by the police, or like how you're looked at or how you're regarded, and like the lowest common denominator of like existence is like mattering. And just, we just went into unpacking that conversation. And so I loved that, you know, always a good conversation with him. So that's episode 1. If you want to go back and check that out, you know, shouts out to Kaisha Jennings, who's also a writer at Indie Weekly. We talked to her about Breonna Taylor's case and, you know, what, you know, would soon become like, you know, it just drew the attention of the whole nation. And we were able to have a really strong conversation about that here and talk about, you know, how not only like the murder of a Black woman was regarded, but how missing women of colors, you know, how, you know, the murders of Black women and Indigenous women and Latino women and people of color, that their cases and their murders, how they're treated differently, because not only just being a woman, but then being a woman of color, of how little justice is served in those regards. And it was a great convo. We were able to talk with Berkshire Hathaway realtor DJ Salmon about what it is to be a Black man or woman and enter in the homeowners market, and how to look out for predatory lending and redlining of districts, and how people will offer you less for your home when you are a Black man or a woman, or, you know, or where you live, how your community will be undervalued, and then people will come and buy it up and like, we talked about all of that, dealing with, you know, you wonder, when we talk about systemic, that was a great conversation about how race plays into just real estate, right? That because you list your home and you list your home as a Black homeowner, you will get your house valued at $100,000 less, or it'll be valued at much, potentially exponentially more, much less than you putting that you are a white homeowner. And that's been documented. And we were able to talk to DJ about how to avoid that, how to protect yourself against that type of practice. Right. We talked to Meredith Lauder about voting and the importance of voting. And we just had an election here, you know, and just the importance of registering and making your voice heard, that so many of, you know, people in my community, black men and women, felt like that voting did not matter, that voting doesn't matter, right? And we were able to talk about, you know, okay, what it is to be in Electoral College, but what it is also to vote for your local mayors and your DAs and your judges and for your town, you know, your town council and all the people that make your senators and your houses of reps, the people that make decisions that are directly going to affect your life on a local basis, and how that important that is, and how it's also important to know that you have the access and opportunity to represent your community, that you can run for any of these offices and be a real change. If you want to see some change, you don't have to complain about it, that you can actually run, put yourself in the process, and then change your community in real time. We talked about that, right? That we were able, you know, we talked to Barbara Jesse Black. Shouts out to Barbara Jesse about community works and how it is to be an African-American woman in the nonprofit sector, and how they're valued at less, and how much less money that they get for the work that they do, and just the importance of representation in this nonprofit sector, and how they've used community works to help people. And, you know, that was a very strong conversation. We talked with my brother Shame about his brother being murdered and how the police, you know, investigated his case or didn't investigate it to the fullest extent and potential, that how he felt that because it was another black male being murdered, that how his brother's case was seemed less important, or that, you know, that there wasn't the same vigor to find the killer for him as there might be some other more high profile cases. And we talked about what justice meant for when we call the police, right? What that really means, like when a black man or black woman calls the police, and the type of customer service that we get. We talked to Sonny Kelly about his, you know, one man play, The Talk, and unpacked what it is for a black father to teach his black son about police interaction, and when you get pulled over, and how to carry yourself, in the talk that all black parents have with their kids about how to make it home safe. That's something that, like I said, a reality that may be foreign or outside some other people's understanding. And we were able to have that conversation here and say, nah, that's real, that black parents have to sit their children down at some point and have a talk with them about what it is to be black in America, that that has to happen if you're going to survive out here. And so to give some insight into that conversation, I'm not sure if many of our listenership have ever been a fly on the wall to any of these conversations like that. And so if any of that interests you, all of those things are posted and are in the archive at chapelboro.com. Of course, shouts out to Sateria Shepherdson. We talked to her about her entrepreneurship and what she's doing with education and poetry and creativity. And shouts out to everybody over there at Present Day on Main. Yeah, I was going to say the old name, but now it's Present Day on Main now. And so, yeah, we had her on, played her music, her songs, talked about everything that she has going on to help kids and push forward creativity and education. So that, you know, amazing. Of course, we talked to my brother, Bishop Kareem Jarrett Omega, you know, the host of the show I came from, Intelligently Ratchet. And, you know, he continues to do the show Intelligently Ratchet, which is a platform in Durham. And you know, it's great for local conversation. And so we were able to have him come on and talk about his experiences as a black father. You know, Bishop's got six kids. So for him to come on and talk about, and he's present, right? That the myth of that there are no black fathers, and he has six kids and he's present, and how he makes that work and still has a career in entertainment. Of course, you know, I dropped the album this year, 1,000 Shades of Black, and we were able to share that with y'all. That was amazing. Miss Dolores came on, talked about empowerment and everything that she continues to do in this community and provide with people, and they just celebrated their 25-year anniversary. So shouts out to Miss Dolores. We had my brother Jay Patel on, Wintergreen Hospitality. They recently relocated their business to Charlotte, but Jay was a real ally with me in Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And when I had Vibe House in town, Jay was another brother in town, an Indian brother that, you know, saw potential in myself and everything I've been doing, always been real positive towards me. And so it was good to have him come on and talk about what it means for a South Asian man to have real estate like that big in town, and that there's different, you know, just because you're brown, one kind of brown, it works different but the same, right? And we had that conversation, and it's really insightful to see, you know, to hear a black man and an Indian man talk about what's different and what's the same, you know, and then how we go about overcoming any barriers to advancement, right? And so it was great to talk to him. Keisha Love Lee came on. We talked about her radio show. We had a post-election conversation, you know, post-election conversation, and had David Swerdlich from CNN on the show. That was crazy, you know, that he chimed in. He called in, and we talked about, you know, was Trump trying to steal the election, you know? And, you know, the crazy thing about that was leading up to January 6th, right? That hadn't happened yet, and that we had a conversation about it here, which was amazing. And, you know, of course, we talked with, you know, one of Durham and Chapel Hill's, you know, most critically acclaimed citizens, Pierce Freeline. We had him come on and talk about his music and philanthropy and entrepreneurship and everything that he's got going on. Of course, CEO of Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Nelson, came on and talked to us about what he's doing to, you know, provide, you know, help and opportunity for people, especially in, you know, black business arenas and the equal opportunity that is available in Chapel Hill for people that want to start businesses and operate here in town. And, you know, Jigetto, Terrence Pipkins was on, of course, talking about his art and puppetry. He's continuing to do amazing, big things. These are all people that we had on the show that we just wanted to bring light to and continue to showcase what they brought to the table, right? And so that's just some of the ones. I want to get into a few more, but all of those are available in the archive. And as you can see, each one of those topics that we touched on was something of importance, right? Each one of those was a conversation based around something that is cause for attention in our society, something that needs to change, something that needs to be evaluated, something that you may need to put your perspective on in a different way. And, you know, and just saying that you have black friends isn't enough, right? Or just, you know, that's just not enough, right? And the reason I say that is because that's where we've been, is just saying, you know, to be, how can I say, complacent or kind of compliant, you know, that not saying anything about something is like a vote for it, right? And so if you didn't know, that's the thing. We don't want that to be an excuse anymore going into 2022 at the end of 2021, that I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know that that's not going to be an excuse for anyone anymore, that we all have to do our due diligence to contribute to the energy of making this a better place to live for everyone, right? And so each one of those conversations was energy towards that, making this a better place to live through awareness and conversation about what we can do to change things, that this was about, that we didn't just get up here to complain, that we got up here to talk about how people can empower themselves to change it for themselves, right? And if you want to get in that boat with us, if you want to get in that march with us, that there's always room for people of any race, color, nationality, and religion to get on board for doing what's right. Because what's right for me is what's right for you, right? The same opportunities and principles. That's what this show has been about. So we're going to take another break right now, and we're going to come back and talk some more about it. It's my last episode, y'all. Hope you have enjoyed it. We'll be right back. It's Inside Voices on 97.9 The Hill.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
And welcome back to Inside Voices. Your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas. You're listening right here on 97.9 The Hill and ChapelWorld.com. And yeah, y'all, it's been a pleasure coming on here each week, you know, and just having this dialogue and conversation with y'all and the people that have come on, like I said, and shared their stories and experiences. And yeah, I think that, yeah, we all been better for, you know, a lot of these conversations. I know I have, and hopefully that you have as well if you've listened. And if you haven't had a chance to, like I said, you can check out the entire archive on chapelboro.com under Inside Voices. You can search that and pull up the archive, and you can listen to any of these conversations. Most of them are 30 to 45 minutes of, you know, dialogue and from a wider range of topics. And we touched on some of those in the last block. And, Just wanted to, you know, finish touching up on those, you know, and send a shout out to my brother that's on, you know, the MTV Challenge, Latarian Wallace. We had him come on and talk about his experience as a UNC alum and my former roommate representing on Paramount Plus and what that has meant to him recently after being off that show for 20 years and being back on now and body slamming people and doing big things. And that was a great convo for him, you know, for us and for him, right on, for everybody. Okay. So, and we also talk about, you know, preparing for the worst and hoping for the best and, the episodes where I just come on and talk, it's cause there's something on my brain or something on my heart that I'm like, nah, I can't go another week without us talking about this, right? That we have to have a conversation about, you know, different things that are going on locally that the news is taking and running away with and say what we have to say about it, because the news gives you a lot of talking heads. You know, you get a lot of editorial from somebody waxing philosophical that's making six figures and has 6 degrees, right? But to get the conversation from the people that are in the nonprofit that are being maced and mistreated, the people that are actually trying to start a business or that are working for the rights of voters that are disenfranchised, and to get the perspective from the ground floor, right? That it's not a bunch of just rhetoric or something that's just trying to like propaganda to get you to think a certain way. Hear how people really feel from the people that are really doing it and their experiences, right? And so that's what's important, you know, and that was especially important, you know, when we talked about the vaccine and we had a whole conversation about what was real and what wasn't real about around immunity. And, you know, because there's a big taboo or superstition with people of color around taking a vaccine, you know, the population in general, but African-Americans, particularly have felt that we've been the guinea pigs for things in the past and have a large distrust for medical environments. And people laugh at that, but it's documented. You can go back past Tuskegee, you know, what the things that have been tested on African-Americans. And so this not being that, this conversation was important to debunk why it's okay or why you should, or even if you feel like you didn't have enough information that you could make an educated decision after the conversation that we had about it. And so so much of what I think the decision making that goes on in our community is based around superstition and something that somebody heard somebody say. And so to give facts and then allow people to take those facts and then make an educated decision was big around that conversation. And I'm glad that we were able to have that. Shouts out to Chapel Hill Carbo NAACP President Donna Jones. We had her on, and especially leading up to Juneteenth last year. We turned the Juneteenth celebration out in Chapel Hill last year, and we had a great, 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 great time promoting the Buy Black campaign that brought attention to all the local black businesses in our community here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and there are quite a few. You wouldn't think so. You know, you would just kind of like, if you took a guess, you'd be like, oh, there's not that many. But nah, there are actually quite a few. And I'm glad that we were able to shine a light on them and to bring people up to speed that were outside the know of what Juneteenth is, what it means, why Chapel Hill Carrboro has a Juneteenth, and, you know, why that was important. You know, last year was the very first annual town recognized celebration where all art partners and organizations, you know, like I said, like the NAACP, Downtown Partnership, everybody joined forces together to create, you know, a celebration, you know, that was worthy of Juneteenth, you know. And so, we were glad to have her on the show to have that conversation. We had, you know, Durham County Sheriff, you know, came on, Sheriff Burkhead came on, and we were able to have a conversation about, you know, what the job of policing is and how, what it is to, you know, in this new, like, and I say new, since George Floyd's murder, like, what it is to be a cop now, what the relationship between police and the community has to be in order for it to function, you know, for there to be a healthy existence that goes on there between people that want to protect and serve, and the people that want to live in their community and not feel like they are being looked at as perpetrators or becoming the victims of the violence that they're wanting to be protected from, right? We're not saying, and like I said, that conversation was important, right? Around to say that not all cops are bad, not all black guys are criminals, right? To have that conversation with a sheriff on the air and talk about what they're going to do to look at it different, right? Or what's being done, or how, you know, he coaches his officers, because it starts from the top, right? What are Durham County Police being told when they go out there into the world? And they want to make it home safe, but at the same time, they're going into an environment where they have to practice discernment, right? And in split second situations, and still feel like they have honored their badge and honored the rights of citizens of Durham and Orange County, right? So it was amazing to have that conversation here. And we had, of course, you know, and then that leads into, you know, we had Jamie Paulin, an attorney that was in Graham and during, you know, what happened at the courthouse, and was actually maced and is actually going through litigation and, you know, has been harassed and kind of put through the ringer for standing up for what's right. You know, many of you may have seen her at, you know, some of your local, you know, town meetings, and she's very outspoken, but for the right reasons. So definitely shouts out to her, you know, for coming on and sharing her experience about what it means to stand up for yourself and to be a true ally, right? That Jamie Paulin is a white woman that is, you know, supporting and putting her energy towards equality and justice for, you know, minorities, black men and women, just people of color, anyone that needs legal representation for things that have been done, you know, they've been wronged and they need legal representation. She is here for that, right? And so to have her conversation was so valid. And, you know, we talked around all the issues going on at the university. And, you know, I think those go without saying. We all just hope that we can, you know, I ain't gonna say hope, like it's just something you throw up in the air. But I'll just say that it's not a conversation that just happened here. It's one that's ongoing. And I think that we've all kind of highlighted and documented what's problematic and what needs to change. And, you know, like you said, like we said during that show, you'll say, oh, it was just her. It was just one troublemaker. Well, or it was just one person that didn't get along, blah, blah, blah. And, well, actually, when you look at her resume and her track record and then how she was treated, and then the amount of black faculty and alumni that say, well, we got treated exactly the same way, that I could get a job everywhere but Carolina. At some point, you have to stop and analyze, well, maybe something here is different and maybe it needs to change, right? Because, like you said, we take the money of the black kids, but, like, who do they see that represents them in faculty and leadership and things that they can aspire to, right? That there are great legendary Tar Heels that don't dribble or catch or shoot or throw anything, right? That are academic, that are intellectual, and that need to have representation in these environments. And so we talked about that as well. And last but not least, y'all, we talked to Mayor Pro Tem of Carrboro, Barbara Fauci, you know, and had her able to come on and just talk about everything that she represents and has represented in her legacy and her family's legacy of leadership in this community and continuing to do so. And so, yeah, that all rounded out to 30 conversations that we were able to have. You know what I mean? 30 conversations on air, documented, that are all, like I said, in the archive for you to go listen to. And we covered a lot of ground, y'all. I'm not Jesus. I ain't Superman. I don't know everything, but I was a young person that came to this town and it felt like home, you know what I mean? Back in 95. And, you know, the thing is, like I always say, I'm big on frequency, right? And when I got here, you know, I just started going about my work, the things that I wanted to do in creativity and music and art and community. And then you find your people and you get on your frequency and you find your people that want to see progress, that want to see things happen good for everyone, that want to see the same opportunities for everything, for you know, you just get around the good people, man. And that's what, you know, the frequency of this show is about. It was sending it out there for people that are open to awareness, And like I said, they want to actually help promote the change. And so, like I said, you can go back and enjoy and listen to any of these convos in your free time whenever you get a chance and reach out to the actual people. They're all living people that live in your community and support their causes and their efforts and their energies for everything that they bring to the table. So, yeah, I'm proud to say that we were able to do that here. And, yeah, and for whatever ground that we didn't cover, that's up to the next young people out here to decide how you want this community to continue to grow and the messages and the platform that y'all feel like y'all need, right? Like I said, like, this was just me doing my part. I just wanted to make sure that whatever notoriety or local celebrity that came along with all of the creative endeavors that I put forth, that there was some social work involved, that if you were looking at me or paying attention to me or thought that I was cool for something else that I was doing, that let me take that same energy and direct it while I got your attention and direct it towards some causes, some people, places, and things that need some love put on them, right? To make it a better place. If you like me, then it'll be better for the next kid that comes through that raps and does radio shows and all that stuff and cares about his community. So that's what we did, you know? So I'm going to take one more break and we'll come back and wrap up Inside Voices, y'all. This is Kevin Kazi Thomas. You're listening on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
And welcome back to Inside Voices. This is your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas, and you're listening on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. This is the last episode of Inside Voices, y'all. It's been an absolute pleasure, to say none the least, just getting to know y'all. I don't know how many of y'all knew me outside of, you know, the places you may have interacted with me, or the, you know, the different sides of me that you may have seen, depending on what day it was. You know, I've been serving for the last year and a half as a, you know, director of art and culture for Downtown Partnership in Chapel Hill. I am on the Orange County Economic Advisory Board. You know, I'm also just doing way too much. I got you know, a brand, Vibe House 405. Also, I'm working on some things at the launch program right now. I'm enrolled in that. And I got cast in this miniseries, and I got a show in LA. And so hence the dilemma, y'all, you know, that I just had too much going on to do it all. And but like I said, I wanted to make sure that we got to, you know, to a great place with this, to where dialogue and conversation and the people that you need to know and the causes that you need to know in this community at least had a seat to speak at the table. And, you know, I've just tried to do my 2 cents and my part towards that. And I feel good about that. And I feel good about the feedback and the reaction that I've gotten from a lot of people out here that, you know, have heard the show and have had really positive things to say about it. And so, yeah, you know, we leave in friends, y'all. You know, if you see me, speak to me, you know, or reach out to me. And, you know, this is to say that there, you know, that there may be another day that comes back around where we have conversations like this again. But right now, I don't really need to just focus and being fully creative. And I think you will see me a lot in 2022 in different ways. So, yeah, you know, I can, like I said, I ain't gonna get too emotional because I'll cry on the air and then it'll be documented and I can't have that. So what we're gonna do is say that I've loved my time to being here, and yeah, continue to put the energy out here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, y'all. You know, one of the best communities that, you know, I've been a part of, and you know, also as being a citizen of Durham, just saying that, like, the two do go hand in hand more than you think, you know. For all the right reasons, you know. And so I'm one of the people that also pushes that conversation a lot, of what more of what Chapel Hill and Durham have in common than what's different, you know. And the people, places, and the culture that make both cities great. And I've been here to represent that for the Hill, and I'm proud to say that, you know. So if you need to reach out to me, y'all hit me up on my Instagram. It's at K-A-Z-E number 4 L-E-T-T-E-R-S. I'm on Facebook as Kevin Kazi Thomas. It's spelled out just like that. And yeah, and my email is kazimusic@gmail.com. I can't believe I just gave that out on the air. But if you really want to get at me, you can. You have my information. And if there's any causes or anything like that that you need to reach out to me about on any of the levels that I operate on, please feel free to do so. But past that, I would just say, hey, it's been an absolute pleasure. Any of the, like I said, the episodes you want to check out are online and available for you to listen to at chapelbro.com. And yeah, y'all, love y'all very much. Thanks for listening to Inside Voices for this last year and a half on the Station of the Year. Glad to say we contributed to that energy as well. And I look forward to seeing y'all again very soon in whatever way, shape, or form that is, y'all. All right, so y'all be blessed. And yeah, this has been Inside Voices on 97.9 The Hill. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. Catch this episode and more by visiting our on-demand page at chapelbro.com.